Lecture 40, The 20-Year Crisis, The International System, 1919 to 1939.
When the representatives of Great Britain, France, Italy, and Germany gathered in Munich on September 30th, 1938, to resolve the gravest international crisis of the interwar years, the Sudeten crisis, they confronted the ruins of an international system that had been built on the Treaty of Versailles. The system of international security foreseen by the victorious states at the conclusion of the First World War was in tatters. It had been, in fact, destroyed, ripped apart by the National Socialist regime in Germany. How had this come about? How had it come to pass that the victorious states of the Great War had failed to maintain the international security system foreseen by the drafters of the treaty at Versailles? How had the Germans managed to undermine the system? Why had Britain and France in particular not been able to rally to withstand this onslaught on the part of the German state? I think one has to turn back to the international system as it was envisioned by the framers of the Treaty of Versailles, and to indeed to the treaty itself. The purpose of the treaty, as we've seen, had been to weaken Germany and provide a system of security, particularly for France and Belgium and the new nation states of Eastern Europe. But the treaty had been weakened almost instantly, particularly the failure of the United States to ratify the Treaty of Versailles meant a withdrawal of the United States from European affairs at an absolutely critical juncture. In addition, the failure of the United States to ratify its guarantee to French security led Britain also to withdraw from that guarantee. So this failure of the United States to be an active participant in the international system was a very serious blow to the framework of peace foreseen by the diplomats at Versailles. In addition, the Soviet Union had also stood outside the system, had not been invited to the negotiations at Versailles, and for much of the 1920s had still been treated as a renegade state. This mistrust between the Soviet Union and the victorious states of the First World War would come back to haunt the framers of the Versailles Agreement, as we will see in 1938-1939. Italy also had been deeply disappointed by the terms of the treaty. The failure of Italy to gain territories in the Adriatic and in North Africa had been one of the sources of dissatisfaction with the liberal Italian regime on which Benito Mussolini and the fascists were able to play in the early 1920s. And, of course, most obviously, the new German state, Republican Germany, was utterly alienated by what Germans saw as the Diktat of Versailles, the dictated peace, so that all subsequent German governments of the left, of the right, and everything in between were determined to revise the treaty, if not to destroy it outright. And also by the end of the 1920s, in fact by 1923-24, Britain quickly came to feel that the terms of the treaty had indeed been too harsh, and that France, not Germany, was the greatest threat to European recovery, that the French were determined to establish their own hegemony over the European continent, and were determined to repress the Germans as much as possible, thereby making a full economic and recovery impossible. Between 1919 and 1929, these problems inherent in the treaty and its immediate aftermath were largely held in check, in part because after the fiasco of the hyperinflation of 1923, the Franco-Belgian invasion of the Ruhr in that year, the Germans, who had since 1919 done everything they could to avoid fulfilling the terms of the treaty, finally decided in 1924